Lift him up. April 21. The Word of God, our safeguard. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Our watchword is to be to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We have a Bible full of the most precious truth. It contains the Alpha and the Omega of knowledge. The Scriptures, given by inspiration of God, are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Take the Bible as your study book. All can understand its instruction. Christ calls upon his people to believe and practice his word. Those who receive and assimilate this word, making it a part of every action, of every attribute of character, will grow strong in the strength of God. It will be seen that their faith is of heavenly origin. They will not wander into strange paths. Their minds will not turn to a religion of sentimentalism and excitement. Before angels and before men, they will stand as those who have strong, consistent Christian characters. In the golden censer of truth, as presented in Christ's teachings, we have that which will convict and convert souls. Proclaim in the simplicity of Christ the truths that he came to this world to proclaim, and the power of your message will make itself felt. Do not advocate theories or tests that Christ has never mentioned and that have no foundation in the Bible. We have grand, solemn truths for the people. It is written is the test that must be brought home to every soul. Let us go to the Word of God for guidance. Let us seek for a Thus saith the Lord. We have had enough of human methods. A mind trained only in worldly science will fail to understand the things of God, but the same mind, converted and sanctified, will see the divine power in the Word. Only the mind and heart cleansed by the sanctification of the Spirit can discern heavenly things. In the name of the Lord, I will call upon you to awake to your duty. Let your hearts be yielded to the power of the Holy Spirit, and they will be made susceptible to the teachings of the Word. Then you will be able to discern the deep things of God. May God bring his people under the deep movings of his Spirit. May he arouse them to see their peril and to prepare for what is coming upon the earth. When questions arise upon which we are uncertain, let us ask, What saith the Scripture? Let those who wish for something new seek for that newness of life resulting from the new birth. Let them purify their souls by obeying the truth and act in harmony with the instruction that Christ has given.